Well, here in the U.S., one of the biggest stars in the NBA returned to the basketball court last night after a year and a half away, Derrick Rose of the Chicago Bulls.
Side shot. Miami 1 of 8 from the field. Here's Rose!
Well, in the end, the Bulls lost to the Miami Heat 107-95, but Chicago is still celebrating the return of Rose. Joining us from Miami to talk about this is Tom Haberstroh, NBA analyst for ESPN. Tom, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So tell us why, first of all, for people who haven't been following Derrick Rose, why he has been off all of this time. He had an ACL injury, he had surgery for it, but 18 months away is a long time, right?
Yeah, it is a long time. Typically what we see with ACL injuries is that it takes about 6 to 12 months with an average about 9 months recovery time. But with Derrick Rose, we saw him out for over, you know, a year and a half almost. And so it comes to the question of why. And when you ask him, it was because of a mental thing. It wasn't anything physical. You would liken Derrick Rose to an Indy car driver, a Formula One racer, predicating his game on speed, instinct, and explosiveness. And if he's thinking about his movements, that's a problem. And that's what he was saying, was it wasn't coming natural to him. And he is one of the most unique, fastest players in the league. And without that mental capacity to turn and to run and to sprint, he wasn't comfortable coming back to the court.
He would be thinking about his movements because he would be worried about re-injuring himself?
Yes, and you also see this with a lot of these type of injuries where you see, I'm gonna botch the pronunciation here, but I think it's kinesophobia, which is the fear of movement. When you have guys coming back from these traumatic, you know, knee injuries, they're afraid to re-injure it. And this is a guy who's young in his NBA career. He sees the big picture. He has a multi-year contract with the Chicago Bulls, so he's not trying to sprint back and get in time for a big payday. His future is secure, but he didn't want to jeopardize the rest of his NBA career by coming back too soon. And he knows the Chicago Bulls will be able to contend for a title and win for a long time. It wasn't worth it to him to risk another injury for the short-term gain of just coming back for a playoff run last year.
Well, do you think, therefore, that we will now see more NBA players who do tear their ACLs or whatever, have some kind of injury that keeps them off the court, stay off longer so that they don't come back and re-injure themselves and are really able to fully recover before they return?
You know, what's very interesting about this is Derrick Rose is a very influential figure in the NBA. Of course, he won the MVP, Most Valuable Player Award, a couple years ago. And you have Rajon Rondo, the star for the Boston Celtics, as well as Lou Williams, a backup guard for the Atlanta Hawks, and Nerlens Noel, who is largely considered the top NBA prospect in the draft last year, all suffer ACL injuries, and they're actually taking a lot longer than people initially expected. And I think Derrick Rose is probably the poster child for this and the reason why they're taking a lot more time with their injury. They saw a guy like Derrick Rose at the height of his game take as much time as he needed. And I think you're going to see a trend going forward of ACL injuries taking their time and making sure they both are physically right, but more importantly, mentally right.
Tom Haberstroh, NBA analyst for ESPN, on the return of Derrick Rose to the court. Tom, in one word, how did he do last night?
Okay. I think that's two letters.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom.
All right. Take care.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.